You know, Carl, here on Smith Sabatino, we often have the opportunity to pontificate.
We do it well, and that soapbox is standing in the corner.
Okay, I have a soapbox for you today.
Go.
All right. You know, we often call ourselves a nation of laws, do we not?
That's how we exist.
What it means officially, I think, Carl, is that we collectively agree to follow specific sets of rules in order for our society to function fairly, honorably, and routinely in life and through mercantile exchange.
That's correct.
Now, under this banner, do we not say that all, we don't say that all laws are perfect, all laws are absolute, and all laws are immutable? What is right and just, don't you think, Carl, for one generation, since we're now old enough, it may not be right for the next generation or the next, for attitudes and requirements and conditions and values change. Is that fair?
True.
The founding fathers, I think, provided a framework wherein changes through the will of the people are able to be made peacefully by a representative democracy, applying the art of compromise, compassion, perhaps. We are the only nation on earth that I know of that has made the legal process an art form, and who calls that art the practice of law.
That is correct.
I guess my point in all of this is what we might choose to do now is to simplify the understanding and the administration of law so that a timely adjudication does not get bound up in the complex bureaucratic system that often requires far more money than sense to get a resolution.
Well, there are remediations for that, and that is called the Court of Appeals, the Supreme Court, and the legislative branch of the government to change existing laws. They can, and the legislative branch can do that. They have the authority under our system. And so there is a very delicate balance, I believe, and I think you're absolutely correct, but I believe, to add to that point, that our legal system has gotten a little bit top-heavy, where you're correct. Many, many laws no longer apply. They are out of step with time. And the Supreme Court judiciously tries to make those changes. However, there are also laws that are timeless, and that is equal rights for all men and women, the right to practice your religious beliefs with freedom and dignity.
You're talking about the Bill of Rights.
That's
basically
correct, and that is timeless. That is timeless. But the add-ons to those basic laws have made certain changes. And those changes have made the system very top-heavy. And I'm going to be speaking to this issue about license plates a little further on in the broadcast.
License plates.
License plates. I'm not kidding you. License plates as a First Amendment issue. Go figure that one out. Okay? Yes, license plates. It really is. It's a very interesting topic.
I'm taking notes here.
You're going to have to because it got me when I read it. And I'm saying, oh, gosh, now we're involved with license plates.
This is going to happen sometime in this hour? Are you going to do it some other time?
I'm going to do it in this hour.
Okay.
In this hour, towards the end of one of our segments, because it's an issue that struck me. When does this issue stop? At what point is the freedom of speech and religion and all the other freedoms that we absolutely
Are you talking about
on
these vanity plates or something? Yeah, is that you want something on yours that has been disapproved?
No, in this particular case, very quickly, it's a belief in saying a Confederate States of America as an example.
Oh, putting on the Confederate flag
and so on.
Yeah, or the thing in Texas.
The right of freedom, okay?
Yeah, okay?
The right of freedom. But it's an interesting point, and I'm not quite sure where I stand on that issue. I'm going to be honest with you, because there is a freedom issue here. Is a freedom issue to
express
yourself.
Well, I think it's worthy of discussion.
I think so, too. But you were on your soapbox there for just a moment.
Yeah, I get there every so often.
and I gently eased you off so I can get on mine.
No, you push me. It's like King of the Hill over here.
But you always win. However.
No.
Yeah, yes, you do. That's all right. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith as we continue on. Everything is as it should be. We're back.
America Weekend. Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So why do you worry so much? Well, it's just one of the things that your brain does best. I'll explain how to start controlling it, but first, the physiological science of it. The thinking part of your brain and your more primitive emotional brain work together, and the older part of your brain may actually be stronger. So if you try to stop worrying, the more primitive part of the brain will show you just how strong it is. You'll worry more. Instead, start something new that your brain must think through. Don't just cook comfort food, prepare a new one from a recipe. Don't play your favorite music, listen to something new that your brain must process. What's the chief psychological trick? New things that you think through banish worries. And get this, guys, you learn something too. Got a question? Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Why do we use unleaded gasoline anyway? Turns out there are some 7 million tons of deadly tetraethyl lead and EDB active in our soil, air, water, and bodies, showing up in places like our cake mix and cereal. The Nation magazine reported common lead, a deadly heavy metal, illegal in paint and gasoline, was quietly added to motor fuel by General Motors, which controlled the patent on the nation's daily gasoline formula. For 60 years, GM added tetraethyl lead to gas, despite evidence the company's lead had poisoned 80% of its own Bayway lab staff and was killing an additional 5,000 Americans a year from cars' airborne exhaust. The payoff? At the time, GM made money on almost every gallon of gasoline that was sold by anyone. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.